Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, there's an old saying about, you know, I've been there, done that, I got the t-shirt to prove it. I've got countless videos, just one we shot last year in Illinois of the state police training with foreign troops, putting people in the sports stadium in Chicago. I've been to countless urban warfare drills where they practice fighting the U.S. militia. I mean, I remember learning about this 15 years ago when emergency managers and police chiefs, like the police chief of San Antonio, because he'd been in Army intelligence, Ali Philippus spoke out. I went and talked to him. The interview's public. And he said, yeah, they came in with piles of cash. Delta Force tried to buy me off. I mean, there's been a covert shadow government takeover, and now it's coming to a head. It's a lot bigger than Obama, and I'm going to shut up and go to Dale, who's an Illinois police officer. You got the floor for the rest of this segment. It's only 4 minutes. Break down again exactly what you saw, what you witnessed, where it was, what you can say, the 3 million rounds of extra ammo when you were training there at the guard base that ties into the 1.6 billion rounds of ammo and armored vehicles being cached around the country, and tell us what you think's happening.
Well, I'll answer the last one first. What I think is happening, they're getting ready for something big. I have no clue what it is. I have been keeping an eye on everything, all these executions, as I call them, of these innocent people from Columbine all the way to Connecticut. And anyway, long story short is that this is all set up. There's too many that this story, when it first starts out, is totally different than what it is when it ends up. For instance, go to Connecticut, because it's basically the last one. That kid's AR-15 was in somebody else's car that was parked there. Two other people take off running, and they catch him. Now, this whole thing is staged. As far as the ammunition is concerned, it's always been, when you walk by it, you know, we don't get into it because, you know, we're a police department, not military. But anyway, when you walk by it and you see set up for an engineering group or a bridge construction, however they have their military, you know, set up, you know, it's all designated for these outfits. And then all of a sudden you got almost 3 million rounds of 5.56 and 7.62 for contingency. Well, what's a contingency is my question. I've actually, as almost a retired police officer, I've gotten to a point now where I'm so fed up with trying to talk to people that I've actually gone on a computer, prepperbroadcasting.com. I started doing a program with them, talking to people about telling people what firearms actually are as far as the, you know, the assault weapons, which none of us have assault weapons. We've got semi-automatics. You know, and personally, honest with you, me being on a tack team, I've got, not only do I have a semi-automatic, but I've also got a sniper rifle. You know, they're going to say my 700 is going to become classified as a...
No, that's right. I've got multiple Remington 700s, actually used police guns I bought, and they're great guns. And they're great deer hunting rifles, but the point is they're saying those are now military, you've got to turn them in. The optics, everything. Look, you say they're gearing up for something, you don't know what it is. Previously, there probably might be a few thousand rounds of ammo at a National Guard drill, if even ammo at all. Now a cache of 3 million rounds. This is the answer. They're going to try a gun confiscation, and it's going to cause a civil war. And that's the plan, because they're then going to call the citizens that don't turn their guns in terrorists, just like the Redcoats did in 1776. That's how the country started. That's how Texas started. And the police you talk to, are they waking up or are they just going along with this?
We've got. It seems like 2 years ago I was a conspiracy theorist. Now they're going, you know, you've got a point. The problem that I have right now is that I'm in a rank that I can kind of sneak into some of the meetings and get some intel as much as I possibly can. But I do know when it hits the fan that this old man is going to be making about 4 or 5 phone calls. The chain goes out, and we've already got this set up with a bunch of people that I know. We've got a chain that's going to go out, and hopefully they ain't going to knock out our phone. If they do that, we've got some of the contingency.
Hold on. I want to hear more from you. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, if you ever wanted to see the fall of America and how it would be taken over from within, you are seeing it. The collectivists believe this is their chance to take over. They have always been spoiling for a civil war, homeland security fight with American gun owners and conservatives. And I hope you realize this is not radio theater. I have FBI, I have federal marshal, I have state police sources. You know we've broken many a national news story. The Army War College is training against its main enemy, the Tea Party. That's Forbes. That's AP. I covered it in the last 2 hours. We got loaded police and military on the phone lines here. And for me, I mean, I'm right at the tip of the spear. You better believe I'm deader than a hammer if all this goes down. And I'm far beyond offensive, type stuff. In fact, I don't even want to get into defensively things. I mean, I think for anybody who knows how the world really works, you need to understand something. My only hope is if the globalists do try to hunt down the American people, it's not kissing the police's butts. It's like Christ said, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. The globalists plan on the patriots and the police killing each other. And if you talk to our other sources we've had on air and confirmed, you notice in this whole shutdown of society scenario, they have the police guard the local government district. Government bureaucrats and corporate heads live in certain enclaves. Even though in every major city there'll be lots of rich areas, notice they always live in just a few block area. That's because they're a mafia. And the police are supposed to guard them. The police are supposed to march out and arrest us and set up checkpoints with the army and have firefights with us and mobile armored pillboxes. And while the globalists sit back in their little armed redoubts with police guarding them. Now, I don't have fantasies about a hot war. I don't have fantasies about, oh, I'm going to be this revolutionary and this is going to be great. Everything I've done has been trying to stop this. Everything I've done. And I hate watching people get played as fools. And the fact that they're going to try to cause a civil war where the police and military get killed along with U.S. citizens while we kill each other so a bunch of globalists can engage in social engineering and literally laugh at us, just like they have Shiites and Sunnis kill each other in the Middle East. And it's official Pentagon doctrine. To stir up, to destabilize those countries, to make sure radicals get in charge. Man, that's evil. So in the end, remember who did this? It was J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, the big banks that have all been caught laundering drug money, the ones that run the Federal Reserve, the one that run the Ponzi scheme. They want America under their control so that we sign on to all their debt, which are too big to fail because they're bringing us down with them, which was part of the plan. Now, we do have Doug Hagman. He's been having his email blocked and a bunch of stuff going on. His source, which is in DHS, is confirmed by my sources. Now, again, back during the election, I said that they're going to steal this probably for Obama. And I made jokes about Romney may win, but it was all staged. It didn't matter. I'm going to go back to your calls right now. Dale in Illinois here in a moment. And then Ron and Brian and Mac and Carl, we're going to get to all of you ahead of Hagman. But I want you to just understand something. That I told you, they're constantly saying they're going to drop this hammer, drop that hammer, to see who will go along with it and to get you ready for it. But now, I'm telling you, all the signs are there. And if you just joined us, this police officer in Illinois, a senior officer, who's in on these meetings, where they're pushing this whole takeover, he was saying, yeah, now they go out to National Guard, small base, to do training. And usually there's not even ammo there. Now there's 3 million ammos at 223 and 308. Yeah, it's 1.6 billion rounds. They admit for civil unrest. Folks, 1.6 billion rounds, that's enough to kill every American four times. This is a takeover. Let me read to you from the Congressional Report. January 10th, 1963, Congressional Record Appendix PP-834-A35. Current communist goals. Extension of remarks by Honorable A.S. Herlong, Jr. of Florida, in the House of Representatives, Thursday, January 10th, 63. This is from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen from Intelligence Leaked. Developed the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. That same year, they put out Memorandum 7277 calling for all Americans to be disarmed under a U.N. treaty. That U.N. treaty, that same treaty they've never gotten passed, brought back every year, is set to pass in March. This is the move. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Look, I'm literally like somebody here on a sinking ship doing this broadcast, okay? People say, well, you know, what do? We can't beat them. Let them take over. Folks, they plan horrible things for America. And a lot of you are like, well, I'll serve them then. There is no serving them. They shoot you up with cancer virus-filled shots. Dale in Illinois, you were talking about the 3 million bullets you saw and all the rest of it and some of the other officers starting to wake up. Finish your point about, you know, wanting to stay in there because you're senior enough to be in these meetings. Give us any info about what goes on with DHS. I mean, I know from some of the mainstream articles they're hardening all the facilities for martial law, millions dead, that's all come out. And just finish any other points you'd like to make about, you were saying you've got your phone tree ready, you know, if certain orders go out.
Yeah, Yeah, we'll start with that one first. Yeah, we've got a phone tree that we're going to go out, and then from that point on, we've got some contingency communications that we've got set up. The only way they're going to be able to stop is to whack us with an EMP pulse. Two things I want to hit real quick. Number one, you know, you're not the only one on that, feel like you're on that sinking ship. And believe it or not, when it hits a fan, I'm probably going to be one of the first ones they try to take out, because I'm probably one of the most boisterous. But then again, if they try that, they'll just make a martyr out of me, because I've got a large family, and the only thing you're going to do is piss off about a 10 or 12 of my young nephews.
And remember, they'll run a psyop. They'll blow up a school and say you did it. Or they'll...
I discussed that with people, that if anything nasty would happen, like, for instance, they would say that I killed my wife and committed suicide. I've already got that taken care of. People know that that's not the truth, and that'll never happen. So, anyway.
Same here, brother. Same here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, basically, I've learned a lot from you, believe it or not, and used a lot of... I've been stealing some of your thunder, and when I've talked to people, I hope you don't mind.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
There are a lot more people waking up today than there were, I would say, 6 months ago. My biggest fear is that I'm going to have a gas leak in this house, and the place is going to blow up, and it'll probably end up being as a hellfire missile hitting the place.
Well, exactly, but listen, here's the issue. We've got patriots everywhere, and God bless you, sir. I appreciate you calling us. Listen, we're going to move to other callers quickly now. I've been hogging the time. Listen, the globalists are very small, but they command the heights and can put out official stories. We discredit them. We expose them. They're moving ahead with this because they're in trouble. Their own internal documents that are public say this. I've talked about Brzezinski's book this year. He's one of the top globalist planners. They're trying to finish things because they're behind. Okay? Most people in government aren't terrorists or killers. They've got to put out cover stories and get us to buy into it. Most people in government are upset about what's happening. That's why they have to put out this narrative and demonize gun owners. Let's go to another call here. Let's talk to Ron in New York, and then I promise I'm going to Carl, who's a Marine, Bryant, who's a Marine, and Mac, who's a Marine. Real quick, Ron, make your point.
Alex, there will now be a public service announcement-type commercial with numerous members of Hollywood, actors and actresses from Hollywood, telling people that they should ban guns and that we should outlaw guns. I find this unusual, considering that most people in Hollywood live in areas that you couldn't even walk through.
Sure, we played the ad put out by Bloomberg. We played it with 50 people, including Jamie Foxx, that says, kill all the white people. He says, turn our guns in.
Let me go further. Then they all hide behind battalions of heavily armed security for themselves. And I also found it interesting that some of them in there, one was Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow is not even an American national. She's a British citizen. And I find it unusual because I have noticed as of late this slight pattern of seeing British nationals interfering in the internal affairs of American politics and the American people. And I find this rather unusual, not only because they are not nationals of this country, but because they come from a country we fought two brutal wars against for our independence. One gets the impression that maybe they want to recolonize the United States.
You know, that's why we put out the petition that's almost 100,000 right now, saying deport Piers Morgan. And they're like, what about our First Amendment? What about our Second? You're a foreigner engaged in subversion, and I cited the Supreme Court ruling, get out of my country. Look, listen. It's illegal for citizens to call for, say, making black people slaves again. It's called subversion, okay? And I'm tired of it, and Piers Morgan is a piece of trash who bragged on his own Twitter that he's here to conquer America. What do you think about all these pro-gun Facebooks getting shut down right now?
Well, of course, that's what's going to happen. We knew that was going to come sooner or later, and it's going to get worse because they know that the Internet is where patriots can put their message out. And that's where they're going to start to crack down more and more and more, using every unscrupulous and underhanded trick to do it. So we knew that was coming. But it really does. does get me to see somebody who is, like I said, not only from another country, but a country we fought two wars against. And it's not just Piers Morgan. There are a few others I noticed. This has become apparent more clearly as of late. Telling us, you know, how we should conduct our internal affairs. Listen.
No, the globalists bring in foreign propaganda mercenaries to flaunt. No other country would put up with foreigners telling them what to do. It's all about breaking our will, flaunting it in our face. Like that illegal alien that got a free kidney donated to him by Loyola up in Illinois. He said, that's not enough. I want more.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Everybody knows we've got criminals hijacking the country.
Everybody knows that the days are loaded.
The crook. crooks don't care.
Everybody rolls.
They're arrogant.
Fingers crossed.
Look at a lot of these globalists, though. They've never actually been in a fight themselves. And we've got to rattle them and let them know that we see them, we know who they are, and that we're not going to let them get away with what they've done. But everybody out there that's always talked big about, if they come for my guns, you know, they're going to get them bullets first and all this. You better engage in information warfare right now. Right now. Because the authoritarians want to hunt you down. They're going to say you're a terrorist. They're going to put you in a re-education camp. That's in the official Army field manuals. And a lot of people will get scared when all this goes down. They're going to turn in their guns. They're going to rat out their neighbor. I like Obama now. I used to be, didn't like him, but my neighbor, he's with Al-Qaeda. Get him. That's how they're going to work. These people think you're scum. They think they've beaten you. And they think it's funny what they've done. These are operatives. They know what they're doing. These are not liberals. And they've got the Republicans lined up saying they're going to go along with it. Let's go to Carl in North Carolina, who's a Marine. Then we're going to go to Bryant and others. Go ahead, Carl. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? First thing, you just brought up Piers Morgan. He's lucky it's not 200 years ago where he can get tar and feathers. And another thing, all these homegrown redcoats, I'm about tired of them. They need to understand the Constitution and understand that's the foundation of this country. Now, the Marine Corps is an excellent organization, and my commanding officers, like, for the past 6 years, everyone I've had has pounded that during their speeches, that the Constitution is what we go by. We need strict adherence to it, and that has always made me feel really good. So I'm a strict constitutionalist myself, and I don't know, everything's just kind of overwhelming right now, and especially with all the talk of coming to get our guns, because I do not agree with that at all.
Sir, I agree with you. We just got a Infowars.com report here. They're shutting down pro-gun Facebooks everywhere. They're freezing them. Our Facebook, Robert Bowman's Facebook, Richard Gage, Mike Rivero, Anthony, just everybody. Anybody that questions the shootings is being shut down. Anyone who puts even mild man, let me tell you, folks, that's what I'm saying. They're dropping the hammer right now. I mean, they've shut down our Facebook. They've shut down Mike Adams. This is a test of their cyber takeover. The Marines you talk to, are they understanding what's happening and how much trouble we're in?
I'd say about 40% are hardline constitutionalists, those around me. You could say another 40% just they don't care. They'd rather watch football and talk about football all day. And then the other 20, I mean, you could get them to go either way. It's just whatever's being mentioned. But
well, people better get out today and do pro-gun banner hangs. Everybody better call other talk shows today. Everybody better call Congress and their state houses, because I've never seen them shutting down the pro-gun Facebooks across the board. In fact, we've now confirmed they've shut down three of our Facebooks. I've never seen stuff like this happen. And again, they're shutting down gun shows. They are shutting down stuff across the board. God bless you. I appreciate what you have to say. People, you better use the First Amendment while we still got it. I mean, and all the mainline conservatives, you better just admit we were right about the New World Order and get hardcore, or it's all over. I mean, this is a criminal foreign takeover. I don't know how else I'm supposed to say it. And they can't let us operate when they do this. They're going to start shutting things down. And they're testing and probing to see if they can shut us down. I mean, Facebook, what a mafia with their pump-and-dump scam. It's just all mafia. Bryant in Texas, a Marine. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Got about a minute, sir. Go ahead. I'm fine.
Hey, brother. I just wanted to ask you. I mean, we see all this, you know, gun control. I mean, I already had three of my buddies. You're talking about Facebook. Really, three of my buddies from Marines just had some guns on their Facebook. All three of those accounts have been shut down by Facebook. They're no longer able to access them. When do we as a country, when do we as just a nation come together? When is it when we start saying, okay, okay, now we're going to defend ourselves. Now we're going to
sir, sir, have you read? They are scripting that veterans and gun owners are terrorists. They're saying we're racist. They're saying we deserve to die. They're saying Wayne LaPierre deserves to die. They're coming. That's what I'm saying. See, they just shut down guys, you know, because they're making pro-gun statements. We're not going to have a First Amendment. We're having nothing because the word has gone out. They wouldn't be selling off the gun manufacturers. They wouldn't be doing all of this and shutting down gun shows on TV if the word hadn't gone out. Obama's going to sign an executive order, and now they're announcing he is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Going into the prison planet, we have more police officers holding. You just heard the Marine earlier about all his buddies getting their Facebook shut down because of pro-gun statements. Everyone I know is running in here saying we're getting calls by everybody. Their Facebooks have been shut down. If you put one word about the Second Amendment on your Facebook, it's gone. So Facebook declares no free speech for gun owners. Red alert, man. This is a purge. They are saying you're a racist terrorist if you own guns. How bad does the demonization have to get? Now, I've been telling you they're gearing up with the 1.6 billion bullets and all the urban warfare training manuals for martial law in this country. And I want to go over some more of these headlines here before we go to our guest. Alert, DHS rounding up veterans, throwing them in mental institutions. Veterans are being targeted in aftermath of Homeland Security smear campaign. Infowars.com. Washington Times, Napolitano stands by controversial report saying veterans are the number one terror threat in America. United States Senator Dianne Feinstein says all gun owners to be fingerprinted, most guns to be banned. Off the chart, incredible. I mean, this is not even getting attention. Feinstein's also come out in public letters along with Cuomo saying they're going to ban guns and make you turn them in. This is just amazing. Own a gun, you're a racist. Kurt Nemo article about Michael Moore. Feinstein and Cuomo admit planning an Australian-style government gun buyback program. New York governor, gun confiscation and forced buyback an option. Kurt Nemo. House Dem, Tea Party is the real enemy. They're terrorists. Army colonel ignites firestorm on article, Army War College, on crushing a Tea Party insurgency, gun confiscation. Forbes, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Forbes, Army training domestically to take on the Tea Party. Fox News, same headline. Ladies and gentlemen, this is only the tip of the iceberg, okay? Then you get this shooter, a convicted murderer, kills his grandmother with a hammer in the 80s. They let him go. He steals a Bushmaster and goes and shoots firefighters. Does anybody believe that? Just like two people are seen running away from the scene in Sandy Hook. And then you find a guy shot in the head inside. You go have a drill. You shoot your mental patient Patsy in the head. You get out. I mean, this is the oldest. This is a false flag. This is Operation Gladio. You don't know what that is, media? Go look it up. It's how our military-industrial complex took European freedom over 40 years, staging mass shootings in Europe to ban their guns. How do you do it? You take a mentally ill patsy, you shoot him in the head in school, shoot a bunch of people. Same thing at the movie theater. Gladio did that. Blow up a school bus, blame a patsy on the spot. Declassified. Let me tell you, we're getting a lot of media attention right now, folks. We're in danger. We need your prayers right now. Infowars.com, my entire crew, myself included. You better appreciate this information. They're pulling out every stop. Now, I want to take you to Doug Hagman, and I just had his bio here in front of me. Doug J. Hagman is the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving many Fortune 500 clients, 27-year veteran of conducting investigations in the private sector. He has logged over 50,000 hours of covert surveillance in his career, the author of Tactical Surveillance. He's a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association, has a bunch of police degrees. I'm not going to get into it all, and advises police departments around the country. And he's given us a lot of really good intel that's checked out over the years. And he put out a transcript with his DHS source saying, get ready for Obama to drop the hammer. And they said the plan is to go out, harass and attack gun owners, and then stage stuff and just say gun owners are terrorists. Well, you can already see that in the admitted news. And you heard police officers call in and say, yeah, this is what they've been told. Well, I've got the training manuals. They say gun owners and veterans are the terrorists. It was our government runs Al-Qaeda now in Libya and Syria, killing people. Okay, I mean, the government is gone. We are wide open, worldwide emergency. The U.S. is completely taken at the federal level by globalist foreign forces. We still have the media and the internet, but Doug Hagman joins us. Doug, I don't know if this happened to you. I don't even know if you have a Facebook. Did you know that we are tracking hundreds of Facebooks of every pro-gun group there is being shut down for any pro-gun statements? Mike Adams, you guys bring me that printout back in. Actually, here it is. Mike Adams was shut down for, let me show people this. Among the many misdeeds of the British rule in Indian history, we'll look upon the act of depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest. Mahatma Gandhi believed, and he quoted the Second Amendment, by the way, and that's from his autobiography, page 446. No speech is allowed. People say, oh, well, that's their website. No, they act as a commons. You come and give it value, post your photos, your articles, your work, and then they come in and say, you're not going to have any pro-gun talk. Folks, they're moving on every front. This is the greatest attack. And And they're already announcing they're going to physically make you turn many guns in, and all the others are registered, and you've got to do a level 3 type deal where you thumbprint and they can refuse you. That article just went up at InfoWars.com. Again, you've got to put out maximum effort to create the biggest counter buzz to this you ever have, or it's over. Doug Hagman, I'm ranting here. You're joining us by phone on short notice. We'll obviously get you to pop back in tomorrow when Mike Adams is in. I'll be in with him part of the show as well. I'll be here working behind the scenes. I've got so much work to do. Doug, your source is confirmed because all this is already out in the open, but he gives us even more intel. What are we facing right now, and is there any way to stop this runaway train, or has the enemy committed, and why is the enemy committing whole hog? The media is saying he's the new Lincoln. He will wage war on the states. They're calling for people to be arrested. They're calling for him to be a dictator. Reuters is. My God, it looks like they're going to go whole hog and stir up a race war and say you're racist if you don't turn your guns in. I mean, they are dropping the, are they dropping the hammer completely, Doug Hagman?
Alex, thanks for having me. Number one, yes, they are dropping the hammer. This is not a drill. I mean, this is the real thing. I think that what we're seeing right now is the start, not the, this is the start. We haven't even seen the real worst of the beginning yet. There's obviously, we're seeing censorship ourselves on Facebook, on social media networking sites. Our posts are being removed. Anything that having to do with the Second Amendment, gun rights, are being removed. As you mentioned earlier on, my DHS source told me that they've got no this regime that's currently in power are pulling out all of this stuff.
This is Obama's cyber order. He won't let Congress see. He told Congress, "I signed a domestic order. You can't see it." That's dictator. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, exactly right. And there are, we are right now, this is such an asymmetrical warfare. People are not understanding or comprehending, but you're doing a good job of explaining this. But people do not comprehend the fronts that we are fighting. We're fighting the informational warfare, that the cyber attack, from all angles. But what is happening here, everything that we're seeing right now is a lie, from the economy to Benghazi to even the shootings have so much mystery surrounding them. And by the way, Alex, according to my DHS source, expect more. Expect at least one more to really solidify this sentiment against these ugly, bad, scary.
So what your
weapons.
Source is saying, they staged it?
My source would not go to that level, however, indicated that there was his advice to me is research it. You will find things that are not right with it.
Well, it's the same deal. They've got stables of mental patients in psychiatric care wound up being given the weapons right now.
Yes.
And they're advertising, hey, you're a crazy person. Go to a school. Murder, murder. It's the new thing to do.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong. I have to tell you this. There's a lot wrong with Sandy Hook. With that situation, with all due respect to the victims there, there's a lot wrong with that situation. But the important part of this is to expect at least one more incident to really solidify in the minds of people that these big, bad assault rifles, a misnomer to be sure, are not to be in the hands of the American people.
Over what they're planning to do. Because, again, they're getting ready to collapse the economy. They can't have us armed while that happens. Plus, from my research, this is their excuse to go after gun owners and call us the new terrorist. The entire real architecture of Homeland was set up for that. The cover was Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. And you just said it. They are not necessarily interested in shutting down social media or the Internet. They're using social media to demonize people like you, people like me, people, anybody who speaks up for the right to bear arms, for the right of free speech. By the way, Amendments 1 and 2 are linked, and they're going after both of them. And as we're seeing right now, as we're seeing it play out, obviously they want to take our guns, and they want to shut us up. And they're doing both simultaneously. Anyone reporting on journalism, speaking out against government policies, anyone who protests anything that is antithetical to this regime will be shut up and censored, if you will. And not only that, but according to my source, put on a list
collapses, when the dollar collapses, when we can no longer buy anything, and the riots break out, the very first people to go, according to my source, the very first people to be rounded up, the very first targets, if you will, on the radar of this regime are the people that are speaking the truth about what's taking place. Alex Jones, Doug Hagman, others like us who are getting to the heart of the matter. We are the targets for not only the censorship, but for what's coming after that. What's coming after that is the actual the physical part of it to take us out of the fight before it really begins.
And now, look at how they butchered the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution from one end to the other. Of course they're going to come after the guns. And you look at the collectivist left, these are conscious authoritarians. These aren't even leftists. These are just monstrous creatures that think they're on the winning team and think tyranny and torture is sexy. This will cause resistance, which is part of their plan as well, the rebranding of gun owners as terrorists. I took a lot of calls from police and military. Most of them are awake. Do you see this going the way the globalists plan?
Well, I think ultimately, and I was told that they have run models, computer models, to anticipate various outcomes. And they expect a greater than average acquiescence by gun owners so that they are not brandished as criminals who possess semi-automatic weapons. And by the way, these semi-automatic weapons will include, according to my source, any pistol, semi-automatic pistol, as well as the so-called assault rifle.
That's right. They've done their studies. They think the American people are cowards and are afraid, so they'll roll over, and then the dark night begins. As they told us, the dark night was coming, didn't they, in their little film? And so this is their time to rise. This is their fire going up. This is their attack on us. And they're going to take the pension funds, the private property. They're going to do the forced inoculations. It's already begun. They're just going to do whatever they want. This is their time.
Yes, and as you always say, and have said, they're laughing at us because they know neighbors will go against neighbors and family members against family members because the collapse of the dollar will introduce a hunger, a lack of you know, pensions being taken away, that there won't be any money. And I don't want to sound like I'm fear-mongering, but it's just the way it is.
And any gun owner that defends themselves, just like in England, if you defend yourself with your fist in your own home, you're thrown into prison for decades. Just the savage state viciously attacking any form of self-defense. Just a hell, and Bloomberg telling you what to eat, and just and force feeding kids GMO while keeping them down to 860 calories a day, starvation level. Just America, a giant re-education hive run by gibbering control freaks screaming you're a racist if you don't bow to them.
Exactly. And you know, people, and my DHS source, and then people say, well, you know, Americans won't take this. Well, look at what Americans are subjecting themselves to and allowing themselves to be subjected to at airports. That's you know, with the TSA. Where's the outrage over that? Well, you know, what's the average American's line in the sand? Is it going to be the registration of the weapons, the confiscation of the weapons, the criminalization of the weapons? You know, at what point? What's the line? What's the tripwire here? And once again, according to my source, there have been models run. They do expect a certain amount of resistance, but they feel that, I suppose to a degree, I agree, that there are a lot of people with virtual muscles, like beer muscles, that will post on the Internet saying, well, they're not going to take my gun. Well, look what happened within Katrina. I mean, how many shots were fired when the gun confiscation took place?
No, the globalists are calling the bluff. They're going to take everything. And the mainline Republicans are going to lie. That's the big sign how much trouble we're in, is all these congressional Republicans coming out and saying, let's turn the guns in.
Exactly.
I mean, the TV shows being canceled, the biggest gun manufacturer announcing sale or shutdown. I mean, this is it. They've been told the executive, it's not my intel. They've said Obama's looking at an executive order. He'll use his commission as the cover. It's totally illegal. And then once they've done that, they're just going to take everything else. It's just going to be horrible.
It will be. And people, I don't think, have a complete understanding, Alex, of how horrible it will be. We're talking about an oppression like this country has never seen before. You know, and once again, you know, will we rise up? Will we be able to,
I predict about 10% aren't going to look for trouble, but when it comes, they'll defend. And I predict about 1.5% are going to go on the offensive. But that's part of the plan to start the Civil War, to brand gun owners as terrorists. I mean, the globalists are just pure evil. People aren't sophisticated enough to get it. The cops aren't. The public isn't. And so the foreign bankers will get – and I mean, tell you, I would not want to be a cop, though. I'll tell you that right now.
No. And that was discussed, too, about you know, where the cops lie or where the police officers lie in this, what their position might be. And also I've been hearing, too, of the expansion of the TSA commission to make TSA officers commissions to assist in the confiscation if necessary, which is just totally absurd.
No. They put them in all 50 states. I keep saying last year, like it's 2013. This year, they deployed to all 50 states big caches for their sleeper teams. I mean, they're already ready to stand up, as they call it, the military, and they've got all these 72-hour stand-up programs for FEMA camps. That's all official. Billions a year. I mean, they're ready. They're just going to... They just cannot wait to arrest people, knock our teeth out, torture us, rape our wives. I mean, it is just hell.
Well, and you make a good point, because they're really not only coming after our guns, but they're coming after us. And that sounds like a really...
They're gonna bomb police stations and blame it on us. And, you know, the cops will get all mad and run out and kill a bunch of patriots, and then patriots will kill them, and then the globalists will sit back and laugh, and just it'll be a great fun. Total takeover of America. Front row seats to gun confiscation. Get ready. Hope you all enjoy it. We'll be back.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Creature Man said it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
America,
you would, you see,
is in a coma. And the globalists know if you've got guns, that means you don't trust the system. That means you're prepared. That means you know how to fight. This is a takeover. It's a world government being announced. You understand that? Because they can't starve us out and they can't make us run because these good old boys were raised on shotguns. Let's go to a police officer, Eric, in California, listening on the free Android app. And we got Doug Hagman on with us right now via phone. And look, once they start killing a bunch of cops and then blaming it on us or having cops confiscate guns and then cops do get killed, it's on. It's going to be war. And the police in mob mentality will just start going after any patriots. Patriots will just start going after any police while the globalists sit back offshore laughing. Now, I don't know how we stop this. I want to talk to Doug about that in a moment. But, Eric, thanks for holding. What's your take on all this?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Alex? Honored to talk to you. Honored to meet you, man.
Nice to talk to you. You have people ask how I'm doing. I'm fighting my instincts to just not get out, evacuate this country. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, my take on this whole thing is, I got to tell you, I was around for the L.A. riots and all that. And guess what gave the police the upper hand in that? Store owners armed. Legal store owners, law-abiding citizens with guns. That's what helped us. You know, I don't know why the media and the government doesn't want you to know this. Well, I do know why, because they don't want us to have guns. They want to take them.
Yeah, California is basically pushing a bureaucratic ban right now. There's never enough for these people. What is your take on, from every angle, they're gearing up for a civil war. Are police in this country going to let them start a civil war? Because I guarantee you, there's a percentage of people that aren't turning them in.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the thing is, the police are going to be caught in the middle almost as, you know, what side do they take? Because, you know, obviously we're government officials. But on the other hand, cop is citizen on patrol. We are citizens. You understand? We're not.
Well, you're not supposed to execute illegal orders either. I mean, look, we got a constitution. If Obama signs an executive order saying we've all got to lick his boots, do we have to do that?
Yeah, exactly. I would hope not. I surely would hope not.
Are other police you talk to concerned about this?
Yeah, definitely. And the thing that's concerning us the most is now we don't even have free speech. Like you were saying, I know people that have gone suspended without pay for saying, quote, not the right thing on Facebook. It's disgusting, Alex. This country's become almost, we're like you always say, we're getting to North Korea. We're getting there. A couple more steps and we'll be there.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity. And it was great finally being on the show. I've been calling in every day for months now. Finally, it's good to finally get through.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for putting up with me. Doug, we're going to break here tomorrow. I hope you stay a little bit longer, but I mean, is there any way to avert this? It's clear they create crises, order out of chaos, problem, reaction, solution. They want to start a civil war. How do we stop it?
Well, aside from what we're doing informing the populace, there's one way, and I'm not sure if it could be pulled off, Alex, and that is stop feeding the beast. What people in Poland did, they stopped working. They stopped paying taxes. And I think that would, of anything, that would get the...
That's it. That hit me last night. I mean, we all know this, but it hit me last night. We all of us have to stop non-compliance any way we can. I agree. It is, and not just money-wise, but verbally, give it no support. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. You got it.
Stay there for a moment. These corrupt... You heard the police officer. You say something pro-Second Amendment, you're suspended without pay. You see how they're a bunch of authoritarians censoring everybody. Use the internet while we've still got it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This
man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.